Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House announcing a new trade deal with the European Union. Goods from the EU subject to a 15% tariff from now on. Europe also agreeing to buy more energy supplies from the U.S. President Trump in Scotland alongside British Prime Minister Keir Starmer laying out a new deadline for Russia to avoid even more sanctions if a ceasefire with Ukraine isn't worked out.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. There's no reason in waiting.
Trump and Starmer also talking about the situation in Gaza.
The European Union is very much involved in wanting to help with the Palestinians in terms of getting people fed.
Israel allowing a pause in military operations so more humanitarian aid could get to those suffering from starvation and malnutrition. More than 150 million Americans sweating it out again today as another heat dome envelops much of the country. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The father of the Abundant Life School shooter can go to trial. That's what a commissioner ruled in court. The shooter was 16 when she opened fire at the school in December, killing 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West, injuring six others before ending her own life. Former Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said in a press conference one of the guns she brought was supposedly a gift from her father, Jeffrey Rupnow. He says he kept it in a safe, but also admitted that his daughter may know how to open it. According to the State Journal, prosecutors said Rupnow even sent a text to a friend just 10 days before the shooting, saying his daughter would kill him if the guns were not locked up. For each of the three charges, Rupnow faces 6 years behind bars and up to a $10,000 fine. In a preliminary hearing last week, a Dane County commissioner ruled there's enough evidence for the case to move forward. Of course, we'll continue to follow it as it moves through the court system. Meanwhile, a bipartisan move from Senator Tammy Baldwin and Northeastern Wisconsin Congressman Tony Weed. Lisa Hale explains their new bill.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation NSWEEP with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation NSWEEP, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January of 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas,
the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I'm damn awful tired of dealing with flat forks. Who made flat forks in the first place? They could have cupped it just a little bit, right? No one likes forks. Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Donald Trump doesn't want to talk about the Epstein files. He doesn't want those files released. In fact, I'm sitting here right now instead of in Washington, because House Republicans released the Congress. We went on recess early to avoid a vote on releasing the Epstein files. Well, a vote, by the way, that would pass in a bipartisan way.
Yep.
Yes, thank you, Representative Jason Crow. Okay. All right. Before actress, gorgeous actress extraordinaire, Ann Ortiz gets here and my self-esteem plummets forever.
Stop hitting on her.
Let me read a Michael on Blue Sky. No, I'm not.
Oh, Michael.
No, I just need to... She's blindingly gorgeous, so I need this today. I need my Michael on Blue Sky. Pretty Stephanie, I know you ride your bike. What else do you do to maintain that Gail Godot body?
No.
I asked my wife what she thinks you do to stay in such beautiful shape, and she said, and I quote, "How would I know?" She had a bit of a tone in her voice and a good point, so I shut up. P.S. You're pretty. Okay, Michael, here's some free marital advice. I would just shut up about me. Just don't. You can listen in secret, but don't shh to your wife. Okay.
Gal Gadot.
God. Okay. All right. Oh.
I think you're like a full foot shorter than Gal Gadot, too.
Probably. You know, Michael doesn't notice. Thank you, Michael.
You know.
Okay, listen.
I saw Superman, and it gave me hope that, you know, James Gunn can give us a better Wonder Woman than Gal Gadot.
Okay.
Listen, Anna Ortiz is still a beautiful ingenue. I'm like, you know, Judi Dench in the cat's costume. So just shut up. Let me just have my binkies. Okay. We have our legal lad, Glenn Kirshner,
tomorrow.
Finally. He's been, you know, it's cattywampus. It's summer. Traveling stuff. Tristan Snell says, breaking, Trump gives Ghislaine Maxwell limited immunity to talk to administration officials. Are they letting Maxwell out of prison in exchange for lying that Trump was never part of Epstein's sex trafficking? Why else would the government talk to Maxwell? She is already convicted. Thank you. I mean, this is so obvious. Pam Keith said, what I can't fathom. I'm sorry. I'll get to that one in a second. This one. What's his name? Mark Wayne Mullen, the guy with three serial killer names, the Republican from Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Is that his?
Mark Wayne Mullen.
Yes. This was an actual conversation. This has gotten so bad and so obvious, this cover-up, that Jake Tapper has actually begun dabbling in journalism, which is shocking. Mullen said there was a sweetheart plea deal that was struck in 2009 under Obama. Tapper, no, it was 2008. The U.S. attorney was Alex Acosta. He was a Bush appointee. He went on to become Trump's Secretary of Labor. Mark Wayne Mullen, who was in office at the time? Tapper, Bush. Mullen, no, Obama was in office. Tapper, not true.
Can I pause it?
Yes.
But Tapper
yes.
didn't know any of that. That was a producer speaking in his ear.
Yes. Thank you.
You've been
Thank
there.
You. I almost accidentally gave Jake Tapper credit. because of their surveillance.
It's almost never.
I didn't like the earpiece. I'm like, stop talking to me.
Yeah, it's almost never the anchor that knows this stuff. It's always the producer.
Yes, yes. If you've watched broadcast news.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So many good points. Keith Edwards says, now we know why he fired Maureen Comey to make way for Ghislaine's false testimony and a pardon. Chris, so you're, again, I was reading the two tweets. Someone that's very positive, this is the end for him. Another one that's no, the MAGA base will fall for this. Where are you on that? And then you, Bella.
Right now they have questions. But when they get those questions answered, whether the answers are correct or not, they will be on board.
It's so obvious he's in the files, though. Like, how are they going to... I mean...
The only thing that's giving me pause about this is how Bongino is acting right now. Because he seems to know everything, and he's freaked out.
Okay. So, Joe Rogan beginning to wonder if Trump and his administration have respect for MAGA voters. Oh, you think? Oh. Maybe they think they're stupid.
Oh.
Rogan called out Kash Patel for not releasing more. He said when Kash Patel was on here, he was like, there's nothing. And I was like, what are you talking about? Patel's saying there's no tapes, there's no video of the, talking about the prison, you know, Epstein cell. That doesn't make any sense. Everyone knows it doesn't make any sense. Rogan said he was also frustrated by his promise to release the surveillance clips of Epstein's cell. And he said that film is missing a minute from it. It's actually 3 minutes. But he said, like, do you think we're babies? What is this? So far, Chris, it's not playing with his base. But I just wonder, like I said last hour, because what they've been fed is it's all Democrats on this list.
Yeah.
Are they just going to go like, oh, okay, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell, how would she have any credibility? She's the perpetrator. How is pardoning her going to make this
go away? They don't think those things through. They only think things like if Ghislaine Maxwell says that Trump didn't do anything, then Trump didn't do anything.
I just don't know how convinced his supporters are going to be from that. But all I'm saying is that when I was in high school and Jeffrey Epstein was initially detained and allegedly, you know, killed himself, like, even at the age of, like, ages of 16 and 17, we were discussing that in school. Like, there's no way.
There's no way.
Even in where I'm from in Slow, where it's pretty 50-50 split, everyone was talking about it the next day at school.
Yeah.
In high school.
Yeah. And again, let's go through Obama left office January 20th to right 2017. Jim Comey fired May 2017. Jeffrey Epstein arrested 2019. Killed.
Lost his life?
Passed away. Yeah. Passed away suddenly.
Was unalived.
It was unalived, yes.
Yeah. After that, on Trump's watch, I mean, give me a break. Like, even to high school kids, it's obvious.
I mean, it was like a joke at the time, obviously. There were memes about it. It was all over the internet. None of us knew the implications of it at the time or, like, thought that deeply into it.
And,
but, you know, I'm unconvinced. Everyone was unconvinced at the time.
First of all, there's 6,000 pictures and videos of all of them together. Ghislaine Maxwell's his buddy. Like, of course he wished her well when she went to Britain. Of course, like, so this is the least shocking story. Ghislaine Maxwell is reportedly seeking a pardon. Oh, no kidding.
Of course.
From Trump on
the
second day of meetings with Maxwell's attorney, who is Todd Blanche's buddy, who's said it appears that her team wants a pardon. Does it appear that way? Huh. Trump refused to say whether he's considering that, but said, I'm allowed to do it. Which is code for yes, of course he's going to do it.
Right.
Whether he's like stupid enough to do it now or to wait and go, well, the end of my term, I'll do it.
Right.
Just
as much as an evil monster that I think Ghislaine Maxwell is, of course she's going to seek a pardon. It's self-preservation.
Yeah.
She's going to lie. She's going to seek a pardon.
Absolutely.
It's just annoying because I mentioned this a while ago, but like, where are all the Sound of Freedom people who are like, don't watch any of the blockbusters. Go watch this movie about child trafficking.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
She's apparently told the DOJ about 100 different people allegedly associated with Epstein, according to her attorney. Last week, her attorney called Trump the ultimate deal maker and said he hopes Trump exercises his power in a right and just way. I mean, there are people saying this sentence was way too light. I mean, again, there is testimony. If you're paying attention, she engaged in it. Right? I mean, it's not just...
She's the one who went to malls, went up to underage children and said, hey, you've got a great look. Would you like to be a model?
Right. But
that's
how she drew
them in.
Right. She also participated in the... I told Bella this story. You know, my childhood best friend was... Well, they never found her, but she was one of the girls either killed or missing by Christopher Wilder, who was this mass murderer back in... oh boy, I'm trying to, this would have been the early, very early 80s. Okay. And so.
When you were barely born.
Yes.
Just a wee baby. Yes.
Correct. I first became aware when I was born in 1981. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My point is, Chris.
Yes.
Please don't throw me off my story. No, it's a horrible story. She was my childhood best friend. She and one other girl they never found. He went around the entire country torturing and raping and killing girls. They found her car at the airport in Miami. They never found my childhood best friend. But anyway, one of the first girls he kidnapped, he got her to go to malls. Mm-hmm. He said he was a modeling photographer. My friend had been like Orange Bowl princess and a model, and so she knew him through that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they think maybe her rejecting him was what set him off on this, you know. Anyway, but this first girl he kidnapped had like Stockholm syndrome, and he, in order not to kill her, he made her go into, I mean, she was never charged because it was, you know, she obviously was coerced, but she went into malls to do exactly what Ghislaine Maxwell did, like trick girls into going, oh, you're so pretty, you can be a model, come with us. And then he would take them in the van and whatever, and he eventually let her go, or she escaped, I can't remember. But again, you know, to your point, Bella, hotter part of hell for someone like Ghislaine Maxwell, who did it out of her own. She wasn't coerced by Jeffrey Epstein. She did it. She is a monster, a predatory monster on her own, participated in the child rape. There's all these women that testified on, you know, various shows this weekend going, she was worse than him. Like, she was, you know. Anyway. All right, so this one gives me a little hope. Dugan says the reason he can't just remove his name and share the rest of the list is simple. These men know each other and have dirt on each other. If he throws the rest of them under the bus, they will retaliate. This administration will never share any form of a real list. I mean, that's what I said, Chris, on Friday, is if there's, in fact, 1,000 FBI agents that had to comb through these things and know what's happening, the Maureen Comeys of the world know. Have all the discovery, right? Like, all of these victims know. So I hope I'm not being happy clappy and saying, I can't see how he is ultimately going to get away with all of this, with just going, oh no, everyone else is involved now. I mean, none of it makes sense. Like this one, Kolchak says, to recap, it's a hoax, but Ghislaine Maxwell produced 100 names, but Trump isn't in there, but Bill Clinton probably is, but Obama doctored it, but it's lies, but they're giving Maxwell immunity for the information, which doesn't exist. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It may actually be that his base is not that stupid at the end of the day, right?
I hope so.
If people inside the FBI talk, it's going to have to be off the record or, under anonymity or something like that. Like, even if Comey speaks.
Yeah.
I think she's bound by a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, I don't know. Art says the whole Epstein thing is a hoax, according to Donald Trump. Then why does he have a list of people who should be investigated? Riddle me that, MAGA. I mean, it feels like they're having the same cognitive dissonance we are, certainly in some quarters. Brian Behar says, let me get this straight. Lying pedophile number one, who wants a pardon, will lie about lying pedophile number two, who can grant a pardon, and then somehow MAGA Nation will claim this is vindication for lying pedophile number two. Am I understanding this correctly? Yes. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. Last one, Paul says, MAGA hates being called stupid, and I get that. I don't love them calling me stupid either. The last chance to prove they aren't stupid is coming. If Trump pardons his old friend, the pedophile and child trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell, and then she starts naming everyone's name but his, well, you've got to be pretty stupid to not see what's going on. But my point, Chris, would be, like, they never thought he was in it in the first place, which to us seems wildly incredible. Being he's the only one pictured in videos the latest thing they found this weekend? You know, you're the greatest, Jeff, like some other thing he signed for him. Like, there's mounds and mounds of evidence of them being best friends for years and years. And, like, why would you think he's the only one not in this?
I think when MAGA was screaming for the release of the Epstein tapes, they were expecting to ensnare Bill Clinton.
Right.
And not Donald Trump.
Right.
And so they're kind of in a catch-22 right now. It's like, oh, we didn't even think that Trump would be in there.
How?
What? That's my point. Bella and I are but that's what I mean. How did you... that's what you can never... You're like evangelical Christians. Really? This guy is going to be the savior of kids? He was involved in the...
They had such a chubby for getting Bill Clinton that they didn't think about other people that would probably be on the list.
Okay, and the ultimate hilarity punchline will be that maybe he was just there for Clinton Foundation business or whatever. Washington. Like, who knows? Like, who knows?
That would be best case scenario.
That would totally be best case scenario.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I'm just saying it would be hilarious.
I am not
punchline ending.
Right. I am not MAGA. I believe that Bill Clinton.
Well, we've always said we don't care who's on the list. Yeah. They all, you know, we've always said that.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Right. He should be held accountable.
Absolutely.
Everybody should be held accountable. Yes. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path High.
Hi, Native Path.
It's in my coffee every morning. That's why I'm so springy and spongy for my advanced age.
Are you sponge worthy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. Science has discovered a unique protein that can help support joint cartilage regeneration. Naturally, imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. The bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer lines and wrinkles. I'm telling you, I'm doing better than ever on my biking, on my hiking, you name it. Oh, Michael, I forgot to tell you, yes, I hike and also do weights, in case you wonder how I got this Gal Gadot body.
Oh, God.
Wow. Okay. It's type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. That's what's in there, the ones your body needs most. For healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut, it's good for everything in there. And you get a bunch of protein as well. I also use the Hydrate product in my bike bottle every weekend. Go now. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
That girl you know.
Stephanie Miller.
She's one.
A witch?
Yes!
Chef, you just never learned to spell.
Well, remember when public school was for, you know, learning, math, science, maybe some awkward square dancing in gym class? Well, now it's Bible verses in biology, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. Yep, it's full-on religious takeover of public education, funded by your tax dollars, thanks to voucher programs that funnel public money into private religious schools. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, it's time to get involved. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511 to join the fight. Text Miller to 511-511, ffrf.us/school, or text that last name Miller to 511-511. Because seriously, Jesus doesn't belong in the homeroom. Data rates may apply. That's ffrf.us/school or text my name Miller to 511-511. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa. Doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
Indeed. Hey. Yeah, indeed.
I call you that every morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peace out to y'all's mamas.
Don't say
okay.
That. No.
Okay.
You're a baddie with Riz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. No, you know who is. Anna Ortiz who will join us
you're
shortly.
Right.
Okay. Bill and Joyzy. Hi, Bill.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as Obama and trying to prosecute him, he qualifies under the president's immunity clause or whatever the Supreme Court passes that you can't try ex-presidents. And that guy, Bove, does he look like Bat Boy? Or,
yeah, not as much as Rudy Giuliani, but
right,
yes.
That's true. Yeah.
And let's point out he, once again, is 44 years old. Stephen Miller is 30.
30, yeah.
Okay. And they both look about this close to Gollum at this point. Okay,
Lord, don't let me age like that.
Oof. Okay.
I don't think I aged like that.
No, you're fantastic.
Okay.
Keith says, to hide the cost of renovating the quote-unquote free plane that Trump illegally accepted from Qatar, the White House apparently slipped the price tag into a $934 million transfer of funds for nuclear missiles. I'm sure that's not important.
Not at all.
It will take a year or two to finish the plane, and then it will go to Trump after he leaves office. Waste, fraud, and abuse at the highest level. I mean, oh my God. So I swear to God, it's too much to keep up with. Someone asked me about it, the plane, and I'm like, oh, no, he took it. They're like, that didn't
Absolutely.
Happen, did it? I'm like,
it
oh,
did.
Yes.
It did.
Yes, it did. Yes, yes. Okay, back to the main event, which would be the Epstein files. Mm-hmm. Josh says, how many dimensions of chess is it when you try not to look guilty of sex crimes by pardoning the most famous accomplice of the sex criminal you're accused of criming with? Yes. Back here on Earth One, you would think this is not going to, what's the word, Chris? Play.
Right.
Very well.
It would not have Riz.
Yeah. Swisher, who's fantastic, said Ghislaine Maxwell had ample opportunity to answer questions about what happened, but she never did because she's a monster. Instead, this serial liar, sex trafficker, and abuser of girls, along with her partner in crime, Jeffrey Epstein, waited to strike a deal with someone with a massive and creepy conflict of interest so large she could drive her enormous fetid soul through it with ease.
Oh.
Kelly, I don't know who needs to hear this, but this Donald and Pam. But when women were pointing out that the only person currently in jail for the Epstein trafficking ring was a woman, we didn't mean let her out. We meant prosecute the men, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes.
Here is. Oh, do we have an unfortunate supergup of Pam Bondi?
Yep.
Demanding the release of the Epstein files?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What you're going to see hopefully tomorrow is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names.
Really?
Everything's going to come out to the public. The public has a right to know. Americans have a right to know.
Uh-huh. There are tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, you know who's on the flight logs? Donald Trump, several times. Okay. Ron says the amount of time and employee hours and money the DOJ has spent over the last 6 months solely devoted to covering up and propagandizing Trump's involvement with Epstein is staggering.
Yeah.
I mean, let's once again talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. Those 6,000 FBI agents, that's all they've been doing. Mm-hmm. Not keeping you safe, not actually prosecuting. Oh, by the way, we let a murderer back into the country because remember President, one of the prisoner swaps? Because the FBI was busy, you know, right. Trying to, yeah. Brian Behar says, if he has nothing to hide, why did the President of the United States just give any form of legal immunity to the head of a pedophile ring? So many questions that I don't hear really any reporters asking. Off-duty says, yes, I'm sure Ghislaine Maxwell will implicate the literal one person who can have her pardoned and was also in charge of the Bureau of Prisons when her accomplice mysteriously died with 3 minutes of missing video footage. This isn't hard, people. Yeah, this plot would not make it on Devious Maids. We will talk to Anna Ortiz about it coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Immigration arrests have doubled in Wisconsin since President Donald Trump took office. That's according to a new analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Their numbers show the average number of ICE arrests in the state jumped from 37 per month to 85 per month. They also found that the number of people with no criminal records being arrested is five times what it was at the end of President Joe Biden's term. That includes people who are accused of immigration violations, which are mostly civil offenses, not criminal ones. However, people accused of being here illegally are often detained just like they would be in a criminal case. Until now, there was only one Immigration and Customs Enforcement holding facility in Wisconsin, the Dodge Detention Facility in Juneau. But at least three Wisconsin counties have now made deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement to hold people with immigration violations. That's in Ozaukee, Brown, and Sauk counties. Sauk County formalized its deal on April 1st, according to the ACLU. That agreement means Sauk County will house immigration detainees and be reimbursed $106 per person per day. The ACLU reports in 6 weeks the sheriff's office billed officials almost $5,000 for immigration detention services. Sauk County Sheriff Chip Meister says they've always cooperated with federal authorities and this arrangement is just a continuation of that. He says Sauk County is just feeding and housing people for a short amount of time. Meanwhile, ACLU Wisconsin Senior Attorney Tim Muth says, quote, local sheriffs are not only passively complying with ICE requests, but actively entering into and benefiting from direct financial arrangements to house and transport immigrants, end quote. The new federal budget bill included billions of dollars for ICE to partner with local law enforcement agencies. ACLU staff expect we may see more of these deals going forward. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, adjustable. Put them together, so you know each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Wisconsin news headlines for the weekend, who may be in the running for governor next, and previewing our Tuesday show with Joe Thomas. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
We're going to force a vote on this when we get back from the August recess. Ro Khanna and I are using a procedure in the House called a discharge petition, whereby if we get 218 votes, and we're well on our way to that, 218 signatures, then we can force the vote. I think the pressure is going to build over August recess. I don't think it's going to dissipate like the Speaker hopes that it will.
No.
Republican
Thomas Massey. Ruthlessly absurd. All right. Tom says, you know how we'll all know Ghislaine Maxwell is lying when she said the only names Democrats were involved in the Epstein business. If only the Democrats were on the list, Republicans would have released the list years ago.
That's right.
Thank you. Some little flaws in logic to point out. One last one. John says, Donald Trump said that Bill Clinton went to Epstein Island 28 times. Assuming it's true, which it probably isn't, where did he get that info from? Files that he claims are either fake or don't exist. Okay. Just to review what you missed. In Scotland, he was asked about the pardon for, and he said, I don't want to talk about it. It's something I haven't thought about. Do you believe that, Chris?
Not at all. Not at all.
I haven't thought about it at all.
He's obsessed with it.
It's really, I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about. Oh, my God. I feel like, you know how sharks need to keep moving or they'll die? I feel like he needs to lie.
Or he'll die.
Right. Yeah, it's like, what's the insulin? What's the one drop we have? You need insulin for, I don't know.
Oh.
Yes, that's what it is. He has to lie or he can't, he'll stop breathing entirely. Yes. What?
Yeah, if he has diabetes, he needs insulin.
That's right. That's the one I was looking for.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it is.
It's been a while since I've been in front of the box.
Okay, let's review what happened in Scotland. Trump now claims he was never briefed that his name is in the Epstein files.
I call BS.
Oh, do you?
I do call BS.
Oh, okay. Trump tells reporters to stop talking about Epstein. That'll work. But if they do, they should talk about Clinton. Okay.
It's like, stop thinking about pink elephants. And then that's the only thing you can think about.
Right. Trump tells Europe to stop the windmills. Oh, God, please, Scotland, put a bunch of windmills right off his golf course. Please, please, God. Also, can you add sharks? Can we add sharks near the...
With laser beams.
Yes.
Okay. let's see. He, speaking about Gaza, said it's getting to be that time. Trump gives Israel carte blanche to brutalize Gaza, meaning he said to, finish it?
Finish it.
Meaning the genocide. Mm-hmm. And then his final thought was, it's the greatest course in the world.
Had to be a commercial.
Everybody just gave up on that, didn't they? Just on, like, you're not... That's just like one big long grift that everybody's just okay.
Yes.
Oh, all righty. In a major rebuke of Trump and Tulsi Gabbard, the CIA officer responsible for the intelligence report about Russia's election interference schemes just said that Trump and Gabbard are lying in their claims suggesting Russia didn't interfere in our elections. It's just, where is this one? Reporter, what are you hoping Todd Blanche gets out of his meetings with Ghislaine Maxwell? Well, I don't know about the meeting. I know it's taking place. Do you think he doesn't know about the meeting, Chris?
He knows. He directed the meeting.
Really? And he's a fantastic man. He's a great attorney. And people should really focus on how the country is doing, or that they should focus at Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, of course, because racism. Let it coup. Reporter, how do you think the presidential immunity ruling applies to President Obama and what you're accusing him of doing? Well, it probably helps him a lot, but it doesn't help the people around him at all. He's done criminal acts, no question about it. Obama owes me big. Do you think at some point he'll just slip and go look over there at the black guy? Like, look. Oh, black squirrel. Like, no? Yes?
I don't think so.
Okay, yes, thank you, Other 98. I wonder what the people who refused to vote for Kamala because of Gaza think about Trump saying yesterday that Israel should, quote, finish the job and, quote, get rid of it when asked about Gaza. Okay. Are there enough sad trumpets? I don't know.
The pictures that came out of Gaza over the weekend were just heartbreaking.
Devastating.
Hey, I said it last hour, the reporters are starving to death that are trying to report on it.
Yeah.
Okay. In just 24 hours, Trump has called for the arrest of Obama, Kamala, Hillary, Beyonce. Yes, Beyonce. Whatever is buried in those Epstein files must be nuclear. This isn't justice. It's desperation. He's flailing, projecting, hoping his base stays distracted instead of asking the real question. What is he so afraid we'll find out? Release the Epstein files. Yes, this is... Oh, the prosecution of... I forgot. Yes, it's Kamala, Beyonce, Oprah, Mm-hmm. Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what they have in common. It'll come to me. Okay. Oh, also in other waste, fraud, and abuse news.
Oh.
Hi. $134 million for 700 Marines to hang out in L.A. for 6 weeks and do absolutely nothing. So there's that. Okay. Chris, who said, inflation in my mind is what cost Joe Biden the presidency more than any other factor. It brought him down. But guess what? Donald Trump at this point, his net approval rating on inflation among independents, it's actually worse than Biden's was a year ago. Minus 45 points. Who said that?
Super Chicken.
No. Goodness gracious. It was Harry Enton.
Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. Cheese and crackers. Those numbers are bad.
What did he say this morning? Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness gracious. These are horrible numbers. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a... Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, and a denial. Hang on. Hold, please. The Christian nationalist who wants to put the Ten Commandments in every Oklahoma classroom was caught watching porn on his office television.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
He says, reports I stream porn at work are politically motivated and categorically false.
He said, reports that I streamed porn on television at work.
Mm. Oh.
I think the word television
is doing a lot of work.
Is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
You couldn't wait. It couldn't wait.
Ugh. Okay. Did Mike Johnson's porn alert go off for his sons? Is there and some way to... We don't know. Okay, I think, wasn't there a, I don't even have the details of this, but something, Republican, Texas Republican, a guy that wrote the abortion law.
Yep.
Busted for adultery and also
abortion.
Paying for.
Yeah. Reportedly paying for a lot of, what's the word, Bella?
Oh,
abortions.
Abortions.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
I'm going to guess he categorically
He did not pay for abortions on television.
It wasn't on television. If you never noticed that, they never just deny it. They categorically.
Yes.
Okay. Ron says, imagine being gullible enough to believe Trump when he says that Japan will hand over 14% of their GDP to the U.S. as part of a trade deal. Everything he says, I can't remember what the other... Oh, he said that Jerome Powell, did you hear that? Jerome Powell said to me, sir, you know when there's a sir story?
Right.
He said, sir, congratulations, the country's doing fantastic, congratulations. Does anybody believe that Jerome Powell said congratulations, Mr. President, the country's doing... Okay, Monty in Arizona. Hello, Monty.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
I had a question here.
Yes.
Would it be possible that Maxwell had an ounce of humanity and actually told the truth about Trump? And do you suppose you get a pardon for that? What do you say? I'll take a message on that one.
I
don't trust her to tell the truth at all.
I don't think she's going to tell the truth.
No.
I'm going to base that on her several perjury charges previously. And the only way she has of getting out of this is, you know.
It's to tell Trump what he wants to hear.
It's a lie.
Yeah. Right.
She has nothing to gain from telling
the
truth.
Not at all.
And you're absolutely right. They think Bill Clinton is a big enough distraction. That'll
absolutely.
Be enough red meat. They'll be like, oh, okay, it's only him, right?
Tomorrow, when we have Glenn Kirshner on, I want to ask him, what are the ways that they could possibly get Ghislaine Maxwell to want to tell the truth?
I don't.
I'm sure there are ways that prosecutors have of, you know, making deals or whatever.
I mean, don't you think Jeffrey Epstein was a big enough, you know, message that, like, shut your pie hole or you're going to get dead?
Is there so many eyes on her now, too, that, they can't pull that again. They can't do that.
Well, that's what I thought, too.
Again.
I'm like, well, that's not going to look like, she committed suicide, too.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No.
Yeah.
Then we'll look like Russia. You know, having people fall out of windows.
Aren't we rushing
yet? I was going to say, we're already looking.
Didn't one of Epstein's former attorneys just pass away? Didn't we just report that last week? Hmm. Someone else that would have seen all the discovery?
At least they're not falling out of windows.
Hmm. Okay. Has anyone Googled polonium sales in the United States?
Oh, God.
Have some soup. Okay. One last one. As part of the merger approval, the FCC is installing an ombudsman as a bias moderator at CBS for 2 years who reports directly to the president and will police any perceived bias against the president.
Right.
No, this is not an article from The Onion. It's literally a statement from the FCC. Trump is a dictator. Another thing we got to talk to Anna Ortiz about, I mean, this is just... There's no other word. Chilling.
Yeah.
This is just chilling.
Yeah.
That it, and that CBS agreed to this. I mean, I here is a, yeah. It's so ironic that I'm so limited in what I can say about the FCC chair.
Oh, well.
But here he is.
Okay.
There's really sort of seismic changes taking place across the media landscape. And again, I think it goes back to consumers having more choice, more options, this idea that you only could choose from one of three broadcast networks of the years of the past, and what they said was taken as gospel and infallible. That era is ending. And so I think that we're going to continue to see consequences over the coming, you know, months and years as this industry sees a pretty big, you know, reshuffle take place.
Yes. What do you call it? A course correction. God. Late night shows need to be
corrected.
These late night shows, not just the late night shows, but across the board, they have such a storied history, and it's sort of sad to see what's happening to Colbert. They obviously can't get it done. They're not making money over there. But I think they need a course correction, and frankly, I think, you know, the media industry across this country needs a course correction. Again, the American people simply do not trust the mainstream media.
You know what they hate? They hate capitalism, right, when it works for liberals.
Yeah.
They go, let the market decide, and then having the number one show in late night for 10 years, right, is not...
The show, right, that was funneling, yeah, them the most, right, money, the most, right, viewership, right, gaining traction, one, right, of the only late night shows to gain viewers.
And as
recently,
John Stewart said, it's a reason you could sell your company for this much money. These are the shows that made your network valuable.
Well, and what he said there is a fallacy, because the public not trusting the media is a problem of the
media,
not a problem that the, yeah, government needs to fix.
Right.
The thing that I hope comes out of this is that more independent creators on YouTube, Substack, yeah, Patreon, yeah, like, we're already seeing a growth on sites like that, yeah, specifically Substack.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they get more power and people, yeah, start taking their attention there, taking their money there, instead of these, yeah, BS conglomerates. Like,
I think that's, yeah, why South Park just empowered so many people last week.
I finally watched the, yeah, episode.
Just a rallying cry for free,
yeah,
speech.
They,
right,
didn't even care. They, yeah, were like, no, no, here is point blank what's happening. Like, yeah, you know,
I mean,
pay attention to it.
Because it's never going to be enough. As I keep saying, did you see this? Trump just said, wow, NBC's down in viewership. The programming's terrible. Management's even worse. They're an arm of the Democrat Party. Should be held accountable for that. Likewise, fake news ABC, networks aren't allowed to be political pawns for the Democrat Party. It's become so outrageous, their licenses could and should be revoked. And so on cue, Brendan Carr said, you know, the coming Trumpification of CBS was only going to be the start. He threatened the licenses of all three broadcast networks previously. Mm-hmm. He has said stuff like that. I mean, it's Senator Warren on all this real quick.
Trump has sued ABC, obviously. He's now sued CBS. He's suing the Wall Street Journal for enormous sums on what most people would call bogus lawsuits. And then it is the act of the settlement itself that raises this question of dominance, shutting down a free press.
Yeah. By the way, so Carl tweets, to be clear, Larry Ellison, a billionaire Trump donor who believed the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, used his own money to buy CBS and install his son as the boss. They'll then convert CBS into another right-wing propaganda mill like Fox News. It's really not that subtle. I mean, here we are.
Yeah. I don't know where I read it this weekend. I read something this weekend that made me look at this whole thing in a little bit of a different way. The Trump administration is using all the levers of power that it has to come down upon CBS and Paramount,
right?
To make this transfer go, or this merger go through. And getting mad at CBS and Paramount for this is like getting mad at the hostage for being taken hostage,
yes,
by the hostage taker.
Yeah.
I have to agree with some of that, because the federal government has all the power here.
Yeah. Okay.
I get what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is there are people modeling courage and people modeling cowardice. And they're, like I keep saying, Chris, they're both contagious. And it's just, I mean, we are literally, if everyone bends the knees, we're going to have nothing but right-wing propaganda and, I don't know what, wrestling on TV? That's it. That's their idea of free speech. It's nothing that criticizes dear leader.
I do think as well, like, these bigger companies, like, yeah, the Paramounts, the ABCs, yeah, like, I have never looked at them to produce any form of super meaningful media.
Yeah.
And
because it's media for the masses.
And over time,
children are the future. We have to hope she's right, that the independent creators and other platforms
will
take over.
I really hope so. In the same way that indie films have kind of been taking over in certain, you know, aspects of the film industry, I'm really hoping that continues. But
with that point, I kind of disagree a tiny little bit, because independent creators don't have the rigorous fact-checking
that major
news organizations
Have. And that's a problem as well, specifically with podcasting. Right. That's why these bro podcasters are right around.
We just all make up our own facts.
Right.
Just whatever you... Okay.
Yeah. So there are pros and cons to it.
You know who's an independent content creator and also, was smoking hot? Anna Ortiz.
Oh my God.
She joins us in just a few minutes, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozier. Listen, do you not think that climate change is happening? Is it not hot as balls where you are every now and again? I'm just saying, Cozy Earth is the answer.
Yeah.
Cozy Earth bamboo sheets and bubble cuddle blanket. Bubble cuddle. It's like bubble
wet. It's cute to say.
Yeah, it is cute. It's cute and it's fantastic. I'm telling you, this is made from viscose, from bamboo. Everything they make, so soft, so breathable. No more overheating, waking up in a sweat. I sleep several degrees cooler. And the bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my God, this thing's like a hug in a blanket. Faux fur, plush, mid-weight, ridiculously cozy. It's somehow chic and nap-worthy. Mm. I can't tell you how many mornings I've hit snooze just to stay wrapped up in it. CozyEarth.com. I was just having a flashback. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie. Get 40% off. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about it from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
My biological clock is ticking like this. And the way this nightmare is going, I ain't never getting married.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
This portion of the show brought you by Credo Mobile. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you feel teeny tiny. You feel overwhelmed. Teeny you feel tiny. Like a little who in Whoville. You can make a difference. You can switch to Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. They stand with your values. They've given over $95 million to all those people who need our help, Friends of the Earth, ACLU, Planned Parenthood, on and on. You get everything you need from a phone company. Great coverage. You get competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Switching to Credo. I can't believe Anna Ortez didn't say, who dis, new phone? Switching to Credo Mobile. So smart and easy. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you type in Steph25 at CredoMobile.com. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, come on. Get your face up in it. It's Anna Ortez.
Ortiz.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my God. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Okay. Anna Ortiz of Ugly Betty, of Devious Maids, of General Awesomeness.
Of Goosebumps.
Goosebumps. Yes. Oh my God. We were saying it just to get the headphones over your beautiful actress hair. Oh. That took some scaffolding.
Listen, I woke up early to look good for you, hon. You know, this takes time. I'm old now. I don't wake up like this.
So I'm wearing my happy hour because we met you on the happy hour when we used to, you know, be able to drink and swear.
I remember
and
that.
And Carlos Alzraki said, oh, you should have my friend Anna Ortiz. And I was saying, I don't know if I was such a cable news nerd. Like, I never watched series.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Carlos is like, she's smart, she's political, she's great. Yeah. And we had you on, and you were all of that. And I'd, like, watch clips. But so now I've had time to actually stream and watch the entire Ugly Betty and Devious Maids. And now I am so nervous because you were such a big deal. Yes. I had no idea. Thank God I didn't know before what a big deal you were.
That's insane. Well, I'm so welcome to the Ugly Betty world. It's definitely its own sort of universe.
I watched Ugly Betty, absolutely.
We were saying that I think people now, Anna, really need distraction from this show of a Trump administration.
You guys have been my, I mean, forever. Honestly, I've been listening for so long. But this time specifically, I've turned off the news. So I too have been streaming and watching old shows and getting back into a bunch of stuff. But thank God for y'all because I can listen and be caught up and be present with the news, but I can laugh and I can know that there is a community out there where I'm safe. I know that there's so many of us, so many Steph heads, so many of us out here, you know, fighting the good fight. I think that, you know, there's more of us than there are of them. There's more of us than there are.
My only sadness is Carlos Alzraki was not able to sell his show, Dangerous Gardeners, as a companion piece to Devious Maids. But
well, not only, I mean, he probably could have, except now they've all been, you know, snatched off the streets. I mean, we literally it's complete mayhem here.
I know you got a lot to say, so we wanted to give people a little hors d'oeuvre there.
Yes.
Because it's she's
and a moose boosh.
Yes. She's a lot to handle all at once. Anna Ortiz. For the whole hour.
Yes,
next.
Right.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Ben Giles, founder of Laughable Productions and the funniest person in Oshkosh contest. Then, If Walls Could Talk host and podcaster Mike Siegel joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can easily find the right home insurance for you, even if it's not with Progressive. But if you don't choose us, then sure, okay, it's not going to work out. We're not going to cry about it or stay awake wondering what our future together would have looked like. We can't get emotionally invested, even if it sounds like we are. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer allows you to easily compare home insurance rates and coverages in one place, even if it's not with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. I love you. I shouldn't have said that.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he's setting a new deadline for Russia to work out a ceasefire with Ukraine or face more severe sanctions. The president telling reporters in Scotland during his trip there that the new deadline for Vladimir Putin to act will be between 10 and 12 days.
Russia could be so rich right now. Instead, they spend all their money on war. They spend everything on war and killing people, and it doesn't make sense to me. I thought he would want to end this thing quickly. I really felt it was going to end, but every time I think it's going to end, he kills people.
A trade deal reached between the EU and the U.S., 15% tariffs on European goods coming into the United States. Israel says it will halt military operations temporarily in Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid to enter the territory. A husband and wife both killed while on a hike with their two young daughters in an Arkansas state park. The girls were not hurt. The killer is still at large. This is ABC News.